Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Anchorage Opera's forthcoming season.
And to talk about it, we have the executive director of the opera, Kevin Patterson. Kevin, welcome to Stage Talk.
Good afternoon. Pleasure to be here.
So you are doing a lot of very interesting stuff at a very reduced rate. I know we're not supposed to talk about money, so we won't mention it. But for those who haven't checked into it, we're going to start with Lucia de Lammermoor.
We do. We start off the season with a bang. A good old traditional right down the pipe opera. We love to be set on the moors of Scotland, and what better composer to put us there than Donizetti, who wrote an opera, Lucia de Lammermoor, that was probably made famous mostly by Dame Joan Sutherland and her conductor husband, Richard Bonning. It became her signature role, and we are opening our season with that production on November the 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're really excited to have in the lead role a local artist named Jane Drabert singing the title role of Lucia. She is a very, very dynamic artist, a wonderful actress, and I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to showcase some of the local talent that we have here in the Anchorage area.
Thank you, because we have a lot of it.
Oh, we do. We have a lot of talent, and it's wonderful to be able to be in a place where we can utilize it. Those of you who saw Pirates of Penzance last year saw a cast that was 80% local. And it's just wonderful to be able to give artists that kind of outlet. So we're doing that more again this season.
And that, I might say, is one of the funniest version of that I have ever seen. And I've seen a half a dozen all over the world. And it was just hilarious.
Well, if you like the Pirates of Penzance, then I think you'll like our second offering in the season. And that is going to be the first in a series of two productions that are chamber operas. And a chamber opera is essentially a production that is on smaller scale. So we won't be in the Discovery Theater as we normally are. We'll be out at Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific. And so we'll be there. And the whole concept behind chamber opera, it is intimate. It is very much theatrically driven. And though we don't often think of composers like Rossini, Donizetti, Bellini, Puccini in writing these types of works, a lot of times they did, and they just have not become part of our repertory more because they don't fit on the big stage. And most opera companies, we only produce on a big stage. Well, we're fortunate in this town that we have a lot of smaller stages. And so we're able to bring this first opera of Rossini's. He wrote it when he was 18 years old. He wrote it for Venice. It was his first professional commission. And it became the basis, both musically and in terms of the character narrative, for the characters who would later become in the music for the Barber of Seville 6 years later. So audience members may say, well, you know, I don't know this piece. Actually, you do know it. You know it a lot more than you think you do. And it's an 80-minute, one-act farce, a lot of fun. And like I say, you're able to look at Rossini and see the genius that he already was, but was later to evolve into with wonderful hits like Barber of Seville and Italian Girl in Algiers and Cenerentola and many, many, many others.
You know, I don't think we mentioned the name of this opera.
It is, the Italian name is La Cambiale di Matrimonio. We are calling it The Marriage Contract. That is a sort of a loose translation. But those performances are the 24th, 25th, 26th, 31st, and then two performances on February the 2nd. So it would be great fun. And a lot more performances because, of course, Grant Hall is only a couple hundred seats, where Discovery is more than 700.
And as someone who goes to Grant Hall for other things, I can say that the acoustics in that building are wonderful.
Oh, yes. If you've ever attended any of the Sitka Winter Music concerts, absolutely wonderful acoustics in the theater.
I don't think there's a bad seat in the house.
No,
really don't.
No, not at all.
Well, let's go to number three. What's your third offering this year?
Well, you know, our third opera is not an opera in the classic sense at all. We have a wonderful German composer many of us know by the name of Franz Schubert. And Schubert never wrote an opera for us. Schumann wrote a couple one-act operas, but Schubert never gave us an opera in his short life. But he did give us two wonderful song cycles. One is Die Schöne Müllerin, and the other one is Die Winterreise, A Winter's Tale. And Die Winterreise, we've chosen to mount this song cycle as an opera. There is a young American baritone named David Adam Moore who has reworked Die Winterreise and turned it into a multimedia theatrical piece. It is a monodrama for baritone. It's about 70 minutes long. Again, we're going to be out of the Discovery. We're going to be doing it in the Wilde Marston Theater.
For those of you who just turned in, we are Stage Talk talking with Kevin Patterson, who is the executive director of Anchorage Opera. We're talking about their upcoming season this year, and we're talking right now about I will let you pronounce the name of this opera again, or this song cycle again.
Die Winterreise by Schubert. And as briefly, the narrative of the song cycle is a poet who has lost the love of his beloved, and his beloved has chosen another. And so it is a psychological journey. It is in some ways a metaphysical journey through the mind of this poet as he is dealing with a loss of someone that he truly loved.
But we have to talk about the last one.
Well, the last opera is going to be just great fun. It is a production of Die Fledermaus, but I'm choosing to call it Die Fledermaus a la Alaska. Our librettist, who is writing a new book and lyrics for the opera, Deborah Brevoort, has chosen to call it The Polar Bat. So I think we are we're wrestling over the title at this point, but we're putting it out to the audience as Die Fledermaus because it is the operetta by Johann Strauss that everyone knows. Every bit of the music of Johann Strauss will be there, but we've chosen to set this operetta in Alaska and specifically Anchorage. Because what a lot of people miss about a traditional production of Die Fledermaus is Johann Strauss wrote this operetta as a piece of political satire. And it was written in Vienna for a very specific period in time, about a very specific neighborhood in Vienna, about a very specific set of real life characters. And so we are so far removed from that time that though we laugh at the shtick that has become sort of the tradition of Fledermaus, we really don't understand the story anymore. And I think that we miss the satire. We miss the real true comedy underneath. The piece was so popular in Strauss's time that he would update it regularly. And people would show up into the theater week after week to see if they'd made it into the show. Almost like Capital Steps on NPR. You know, were you being lampooned this week by Johann Strauss? And so we are doing this production, like I say, it's set in Alaska, in Anchorage, today. I'm sure at some point in the second act we'll all see Russia from Anchorage. not to mention we'll have some cameos by some rather famous Alaska personalities and a story that will leave us laughing at ourselves and having a really good time. And all of this is encased in the wonderful bubbling music that is Strauss's.
That's wonderful. I'm looking forward to that. That's why I brought it up. It should be the way Fledermaus was intended to be.
Absolutely. And performances of Fledermaus, so we close out our season with performances on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of April. So looking down the pike quite a ways, it's going to be a wonderful way to end the season and a great way to end the year for Anchorage Opera in a year in which we wanted to do two things. You alluded to the prices of subscriptions, and I know we won't talk dollars, but I will say that we are delivering this season for two reasons. One, to make opera as absolutely as accessible as possible to the whole community. So we have priced our subscriptions and our single tickets accordingly. And two, we wanted to bring the audiences of Anchorage more opera. Over the last few years, Anchorage Opera has done an opera and a concert and a musical and really not had a clear vision or direction for the way the company wanted to move forward. We feel we're an opera company. We feel that we're best when we do opera. And so we're going to take that vision and bring it to the community. And so we're able to do that with 4 productions next season. And it's going to be a wonderful time.
Well, it sounds like you're also bringing opera to the community by doing in different spaces around the area, by taking it to Grant Hall and also to UAA. You're taking it out of the Performing Arts Center and bringing it into other theaters in the town here. So I was going to ask you before the interview here, I was going to ask you about, were you bringing back more musical theater pieces? But it sounds like you're kind of doing a compromise there. You're bringing more musical type of operas to other places in Anchorage.
And I would agree with that. I think that's a very fair assessment. We all seem to get tripped up in our lives. We like to pigeonhole things. And we all seem to get tripped up over the idea that, you know, a musical is a musical or an opera is an opera. Really, it's all theater. And it's just according to what you want to do. And a piece like Rossini's Cambiale could be viewed as much a musical from the era of Cole Porter as much as it could in an opera. The only difference is it happens to be in Italian. Same thing with Fledermaus. Fledermaus could easily be a musical, but it has been tagged with a moniker because it was created in that time of Austrian and Viennese operetta. So we've decided to just present the best in theater and to do it in other locations that are accessible to the community, and then let the community decide. And hopefully, the community, the outcome will be they'll have a good time.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time. It's been wonderful having you. Thank you, Kevin Patterson of Anchorage Opera, for coming to do this show with us.
Always a pleasure.
And I should mention, I think at the end, that for many years I'm no longer on it, but I have been a member of the Anchorage Opera Guild. And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see The Marvelous Wonderettes, created by Jack Bean and directed by David Block, running through July the 28th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see Life at the End of the Road, continuing until August 26th. A comical improv look at everyday life in small-town Alaska, produced by Denali Drama. Performances are Sunday at 3:30 and 6 and Mondays at 6. There will be occasional extra showings. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
In Seward, there is an audition call for Port City Players' production of the Halloween show, A Night with Edgar Allan Poe. The auditions are July 30th and 31st at 7 p.m. at the Resurrect Art Coffee House. Rehearsals will be flexible with your schedule. For more information, call Hank. Hank's number is 362-1839 or email Hank at hawaiiank@gmail.com.
At Cyrano's, you may see Title of Show, a music about playmaking. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
It's the last weekend to see Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River's production of This Is Where We Came In by Alan Ackbourn. The show runs tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 2 p.m. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.